Well, the Delta Symphony Orchestra started with our first concert in 1975. Actually, we were organizing in 1974, second year I was here. And it provides an opportunity for the professional musicians, particularly those who have graduated from college or on faculty or the top students around here, to perform, continue to perform on their instrument as they were prepared to do in their college training. And it gives an outlet of symphonic music to the community, which we have outstanding bands and choirs in all the schools, but there's no programs with the string program, so there was no orchestral music, really. So we started the symphony with that purpose, provide quality music and an opportunity for musicians to perform.
And these are professional paid musicians who are part of the symphony, but yet you're still a nonprofit organization.
Oh, that's right. Most the arts organizations are nonprofits, and of course we are continually fundraising to keep any nonprofit organization going. They're all hurting nowadays, so financial help is required. But yeah, we pay our musicians professionally because we have a short amount of time to rehearse, and we expect them to be prepared and ready to go. It's not a training thing. It's a professional performing organization.
Well, your next performance is the Young Artist Concerto Concert. Let's talk a little bit about that and why the symphony began having these particular concerts each year.
Well, the history behind that goes back to me a long ways ago in Springfield, Missouri. We had youth symphonies and youth talent auditions, and this sort of thing is pretty common around the country. So in about 1988, we thought it'd be a good opportunity to encourage musicians young, 15 up to 25 years old in that range, to challenge them to perform solo material that could be accompanied by a symphony orchestra. That, of course, mainly are concerto-type things. And we included singers that we can do arias and art songs as well. And it's provided an opportunity for the young people, really, to have a chance to work really hard on one single piece, memorize it, play it with accompaniment, and then if they were really good, actually perform it with a symphony orchestra. So nobody else around here was doing that at the time. I mean, there's concertos played, but none for really young people. So we had a competition, some prize money donated, and off and on, it's been going for 25 years.
And this is something that is not just musicians from right here in Northeast Arkansas, but you've had entrants and winners from all across the country.
We have. A one-year entrant from New York, some from Florida. This year, a guy originally from California has entered, Chicago. Of course, all around the Midwest, Missouri, Arkansas, Tennessee, Kentucky, Louisiana, Texas. But yeah, it's quite a growing thing. Prize money we offer is enticing, but chance for musicians to show off their talents.
Well, that's what I wanted to ask you next about. What does it mean in the life of a young musician to enter and then later win a competition like this one?
Well, sometimes it can mean the beginning of a career. There's a magazine article coming out here locally that lists some of the winners and their accomplishments since then. We've had them go on to famous graduate schools, Juilliard, New England Conservatory, Paris Conservatory in France, win other national competitions, solo with orchestras, get a professional career in music. So we're really proud of this project as kind of a kickoff point for some young musicians' careers.
Well, tell us a little bit about some of the winners who've received the recognition for this year's concert.
This year we have a cellist originally from California. His name is Nathan Cottrell, 24 years old. He's a student at the University of Memphis right now in their graduate program, working on a master's degree in cello performance, and he's quite stunning as a performer. Unbelievable talent. He's doing a really hard piece called the Shlomo, or Solomon, by the composer Ernest Bloch, and it's a very involved piece. The other one is a 19-year-old student from Oklahoma. He's in Oklahoma State University, originally from Lawton. He plays the marimba. A little bit unusual to hear marimba concertos, but hits a really good one. Super talented, and he's just an undergraduate student studying at Stillwater, Oklahoma there. So we're glad to have them this time. They're great.
And in addition to these two concertos, there'll be other works on the program as well.
Right. We'll kick off the program with the lively Russian Overture by Shostakovich, the festive overture. Pretty well-known piece, and it features the entire orchestra. Really energetic, active beginning. And the famous Blue Danube Waltz by Johann Strauss Jr. A lot of people know that. Familiar tunes, and it's played every year in the New Year's concert in Vienna. You may see that. And then we have a children's chorus. We've been really instrumental in getting choral music going for 4th, 5th, and 6th graders in a combined sort of way, and found orchestral accompaniments. And they're going to sing some songs for us also. I Hear America Singing, based on a spiritual, Inscription of Hope, a piece based on the writings of a one of the Nazi prison camps when there was seemed to be no hope, but people use that text and compose a beautiful piece of music. It's very poignant and memorable. And then Dry Your Tears, Africa, is from the motion picture Amistad. If you remember that about slave trade and so forth, the famous movie composer John Williams wrote that song. Now it's arranged for a two-part chorus, young children singing, and it's quite a moving event. So that's the other part of our concert.
Well, with the Delta Symphony Youth Chorus and then the Young Artist Concerto Contest, it seems like we're having this continual conversation about how we're always looking to engage and young people into classical music. Why is it we're still making such an intentional effort to encourage young people to have an interest in classical music?
Well, it's just important. And we've got to preserve our cultural heritage as well. But introducing kids to the subtleties of music early on can be done through a really good elementary music program in the schools. And I'm kind of familiar with that. My wife's one of the teachers that does that. But they're just bombarded today with all kinds of pop music, and it's great. I do pop music with my school groups and college groups and the symphony too. But there's this other element that they would be missing out. And people can understand really some elements of the Beethoven, the Mozart, and the Bach music as very young children, not just performing it, but listening and moving and activities and creating. And when we do that, we'll continue to have choral programs and good wind bands in our high schools, church choirs. Maybe we'll continue. And just that type of music is a great quality of thing that we don't want to lose in our culture.
Well, and then the concert itself is going to be a quality thing for audiences to come out and enjoy as well.
I think so. We do a mixture of familiar things and sort of semi-classical things, too. It's not the really long, highbrow elitist music that you have to dress up for, but people are having casual concerts all across the country, encouraging audiences to get involved. It's really difficult, but we want to keep our symphonic audiences coming.
It's very accessible music.
Oh, yeah. I think so a lot. Very listenable. People that come usually say, I didn't know we had this. I would like to come back again. And, you know, that's the idea. What they hear every day on radio, television, Grammy Awards, movies, and so forth is really good and interesting for them. But there's this whole other world out there. School bands and choirs are working at preserving it, but we're trying to help the orchestral field as well.
Well, and that's why we're having the conversation today.
That's
to let
right.
other people know that there is this out there for them to enjoy.
Well, thanks to KASU and also their classical programming and all the variety you all do. It really helps us all.